Blog Talk Radio. de la mansion de la majesté. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. Hey, you cause walls to fall. And you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains, hey, to break. Hey, you cause, and I'm not sure. Hey, and giant fall. Hey, giant fall. Giant fall. Giant fall. Could you move mountains?
Give God praise. We love the Lord on tonight. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. And I thank God, amen, as he commanded us, as he told us, my peace I leave with you, not like the world. So I thank God for the peace of Jesus being with us in spite of whatever it is we're walking through, have gone through, is going through, or will go through. He said, my peace I leave with you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm looking at Psalm 103 tonight, and we're going to pray the 103rd Psalm, starting at verse number 1. Just one of my favorite Psalms. Psalm 103 is a great psalm. Hallelujah. And we're just going to read a few verses here. Verse 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgives? Thank you, Jesus. Who forgives all of our iniquities, who heal all of our diseases, who redeems the life from destruction, who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Verse 10 says, he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he know our frame and remembers that we are dust. I love it because it reminds me and it reminds us that we're not perfect. Jesus was perfect, but with our mistakes, with our flaws, with our shortcomings, with the things that we miss, with the things that we just don't get yet, God still knows our frame. He knows what we're made of. He knows what we can do and what we cannot do, and he treats us accordingly. It says his loving kindness and his tender mercies are towards us. So I pray, and we're going to pray tonight that life never gets so overwhelming for us that we forget his benefits. Part of his benefits is his loving kindness and his tender mercy towards us. Thank you, Jesus. There are some people that don't understand the mercies and grace of God. But we who are believers know he has been good to us. And that's why, you know, when I was reading this, I read and it said those that fear him. And I wrote in my notes, when we fear him, he favors us. Glory be to God. When we fear God, God favors us. Because the Bible says our iniquities, our sins are forgiven. God allows us grace to get it right. And I thank God that the scripture reminded us he is the one that keeps us from being destroyed. He is the one that keeps us from destruction. So you're still in the land of the living because you have not reached that land of Canaan. You have not reached that dream that you have set out to reach. You have not achieved and accomplished some things that's in your heart. God is not done with you yet. He who has begun a good work in you, he will complete the work. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God will complete the work that he started in your life. That's why the psalmist said, and David wrote this, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. God loves us. We love God back. And this is why we pray. This is why we pray, because we know that we're special in God. We've already escaped certain judgments. We've already escaped certain consequences. God has been good to us. And this is why we praise and worship God. There's always a reason to praise him, always a reason to worship him, just because of his character. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. The Bible says he put good things in our mouth. That means we can bless him all the time. That means we can say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That means we can say, Lord, we lift your name on high. So as we pray tonight, he's healing our diseases. He's removing iniquity. He's forgiven our sins, and we are so grateful. Father, we thank you for your benefits. We thank you for your blessings. We are blessed and highly favored. That we do know. And God, we appreciate, hallelujah, your loving kindness and your tender mercies. You are a good God. You are a gracious God. You are God in spite of our sickness, in spite of our pain, in spite of our failures. You love us unconditionally. The agape, unconditional love of God is extending down to us from glory. And that's what David remembered. Even when David sinned, he knew he was blessed by God. And we can take some cues from David's life. where he missed it, he was still a man after God's own heart, and he can write a psalm to remind you and I, we got to go after God. We have to chase after God. So, God, I pray tonight that we stay on the course for you. I pray tonight because your word says in the prophetic that many will fall away from the faith, but the devil is a liar. I thank you for those who are clinging to you, those who are cleaving to you, those who are hanging on for dear life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I have not seen, our ear have not heard, it have not entered our heart what you have prepared for us who love you. The psalmist said, when we fear you, you protect us. So, God, I thank you. It's not a fear of being scared. It's a fear of reverence. It's a fear of respect, knowing who you are in the earth, knowing who you are in the world, knowing who you are, Elohim, God. So, God, we pray for every family tonight. We pray for every dream tonight. We pray for every vision, every mission tonight. We pray in the name of Jesus that the spirit of frustration and discouragement is trying to plague the body of Christ in this season. So many are frustrated. So many are discouraged, but the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength on tonight, and we tap into that joy. We access it, and it gives us strength. You said in your word, we just read it tonight, you renew our strength. Hallelujah. You renew us to make us feel new again, to make us feel young again, to make us feel revived again, to make us feel vitally energized again. So, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that one got their fire back. That one got their zeal back. That one got the passion back. As we pray tonight, God, it's supernatural, not by power, not by might, but by the spirit of the living God. So, Lord, have your way on this prayer line tonight. Your spirit is rising up on this prayer line because you said we're two or more gathered. You will be in the middle of us. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost being present right now on this prayer line. In the presence of the Lord, there is liberty. You say you're a very present help in our time of trouble. And I'm praying, Lord, that when in trouble, that you would get them out and get them through. In the name of Jesus, that one who is discouraged, that you would encourage their heart on tonight and give them, hallelujah, beauty for ashes, the garment of praise, spirit of heaviness, hallelujah, the garment of joy for the spirit of mourning. And God, I thank you for it. We receive the exchange, hallelujah. We receive the blessings. Hallelujah. You said everything we put our hands to will prosper. And if we put our hands to the plow and not look back, the devil is coming against us because he wants us to look back. He wants us to go back. But God, you delivered us. You set us free from that yoke of bondage. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for every habit that was broken. I thank God for every stronghold that was destroyed. I thank God for every plot of the devil that we did not detect, that you protected us. Oh, Kodobo Shata, I feel God tonight in the name of Jesus. Stuff seen and unseen, God, you are there. And we thank you for your angels watching over us. We thank you in the name of Jesus that our words won't quit on you. David said, hallelujah, glory be to God. Those in the grave can't praise you any longer. But you said everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. And we are praising you because we are alive and well. So, God, we thank you for everyone tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we are yet praising you. We thank you, God, that we have a hallelujah in spite of how we feel. We call on the name of the Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over every troubled situation, over every storm in your life. We bind that spirit up. We bind it up and take authority in the spirit realm in Jesus' name. So, God, we thank you, hallelujah, that nothing against us will prevail. You say, God, that you will keep us from destruction, and we believe your word. heaven and earth will pass away. But we read the word tonight. Your word will remain, and your word will accomplish what you sent it to do. So thank you for your word, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We give you praise, God. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. Hallelujah. We ain't going to quit because you are the hands in our back. You are the wind beneath our feet, Lord. You are the one that lifts our heads up when we want to hold our heads down. So, God, we thank you. You said what we can't do, you can do. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you for being a very present help in our times of trouble. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Jesus said also, believe in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray. We pray and we believe by faith, God, that you're going to do the impossible. You said with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. In the name of Jesus. So we believe by faith as we come to this prayer line. All those who are weary, burdened, heavy laden, you said, come unto you, and you will give us rest. So, God, I thank you. When we get weary, we have a place to go to. We have a Jesus to go to. And that's what we're doing on this prayer line tonight. We're coming by faith, God, to your throne. We said it on Sunday, come to your throne. Come to your altar to obtain mercy in our time of need. So, God, we need you tonight. Hallelujah. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to believe God by faith in the name of Jesus, binding up anything that's not of God tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's power in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We see some hands raised, and we believe by faith that God is going to meet us tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Press 1 on your phone, and we will touch and agree with you on tonight, believing by faith that God will do what he said he's going to do in your life. Hallelujah. We're taking our first caller tonight, and this caller is the area code 973 in the number 9. God bless you.
Hi, Pastor Anthony.
Yes, God bless. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi, it's Sister April. How are you?
Amen. We are blessed tonight, and it's good to hear your voice. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thanks, Pastor. I'm calling in for prayer because I'm getting ready for my trip for tomorrow, and all of a sudden I became overwhelmed and stressed.
Okay.
I'm doing
and we're
going to
pray.
Myself.
Yes, we know it can get overwhelming sometimes, and we're believing that God is going to be there with you. He's going to accompany you, and he's going to get you even through this moment that has tried to become a challenge in your life. It's going to be a wonderful trip for you. So we're just going to touch and agree with you, April, that is going to
yes.
be well going and coming. Father, we thank you for your daughter, April, tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. She belongs to you, Lord. And right now, her mind, her heart, her body, her spirit belongs to you. And we want to touch and agree with her, God, as she travels to see her husband, as she goes to and from, God, that you would be there with her in the name of Jesus. God, regulate her thoughts. I thank you. Hallelujah. She will not be overwhelmed, that your peace, that your joy, joy and that your love and that your security will be with her in the name of Jesus. Let her know and let her be confident, God, that you are accompanying her on this trip and your angels have already been assigned in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that her heart will not be troubled. And that word was for you tonight. Let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. And we believe,
amen,
glory be to God, his word, that your heart won't be troubled. And any spirit that the enemy's trying to send your way, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. For God has not given you, April, a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and of a sound mind. So we bind anything up that's trying to put fear or trying to put anxiety or try to put nervousness or try to put any kind of worry in your mindset. We bind that thing up and we take authority and we touch and agree with you that this is going to be a fun trip. It's going to be a rewarding trip. It's going to be a fulfilling trip. We are going out there to celebrate the accomplishment of your husband. And we believe by faith it's going to be a win-win in every area of your life. So God, be with her. In the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is her strength. And let her access that. Let her tap into that. Let her be reminded of that, God, that she has the joy on the inside. And greater is the thing on the inside of her than anything in this world. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I know that you love her. I know that you are watching over her. Be there with her in the name of Jesus as she travel, God, as she prepare. Let it all come together. Let it be no delays. Let it be no confusion in the name of Jesus. A smooth flight there and back. So, God, we thank you and we praise you and we bless you for April, God, in the name of Jesus. So we believe, hallelujah, that our heart will be fulfilled and that she's going to come back with the joy of this being a wonderful thing that has happened to her, her husband, and her family as he has gone out there, hallelujah, to do something wonderful for his family. And we thank you that she can be a part of it in her own way, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You're so welcome.
Pastor.
You're so welcome. And to God be the glory. And that scripture, let not your heart be troubled and believing in God, and God has given you peace, that's a reality. We're not trying to hype you. We're not trying to talk you into something. That is your reality. And I thank God that I read that scripture tonight. That's one of the benefits that you have. Amen?
Amen. I receive.
Amen. As a child of God, you already have it. So you won't get overwhelmed, and it's going to be a great trip for you. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Anthony.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. He is such a blessing, and we thank God for April in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. If you press 1 on your phone, we will get to every caller tonight, believing and touching, agreeing with every caller tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are taking another caller, and this is the area code 240. God bless you this evening.
Hi, Pastor Anthony. This is Starlita.
God bless you, Starlita.
You?
Amen. I'm
God
doing well
you.
This evening. God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. I'm calling in I'm asking for a general prayer, please.
Amen. We're going to go before God's throne on your behalf and lift up you before your God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your daughter, Starlita. We thank you for this young expectant mother, this young daughter in Zion. We thank you, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, that she is in a wonderful season in her life. And I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, as you have already blessed her in her former years, you're going to bless her in her latter years. I thank you that she is blessed and highly favored on tonight. On today. And I thank you, hallelujah, that your spirit is on the inside of her, with her, and resting upon her. And I thank you, hallelujah, that Jesus' joy is her portion in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that you would speak to her heart, her spirit, and her mind on a daily, regular basis. Let her know throughout the day how much you love her, God. And we pray her strength in the Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that all things work together continually for her good, according to your word. And I believe by faith, God, that the blessings of the Lord are rich and will add no sorrow to her life, that she, Lord, in the name of Jesus, will live a life of abundance. She will live a quality life, hallelujah, of increase in every area of life. I thank you, Lord, that success, future success and past success, that she would continue to bring your name glory and testify of the goodness of God in her life. So, Lord, I thank you for her vocation. I thank you for her family. I thank you in the name of Jesus for every opportunity that you afford her in her lifetime. Open doors that no man can shut in the name of Jesus. Order her steps through your word, God, as she reads your Bible, as she meditates on your word day and night. Hallelujah. Show her supernaturally, God, who you are. Send a blessing. Send a, hallelujah, an overwhelming, unlimited, uncommon blessing in her life. In the name of Jesus, something unexpected to let her know, God, that she is one of your favorite daughters in the earth realm. So, God, bless our leader. Watch over her. Keep her healthy, God. Keep her wise in the name of Jesus. Give her wisdom beyond her years. Give her knowledge and understanding, even through her prayer life. And as she reads your word, God, you said in all of our getting to get understanding. And I thank you, Lord, as you, hallelujah, give her discernment. And as you increase her knowledge in you, that she would know, hallelujah, that she is a blessed woman of God. So, Lord, continue to watch over her, watch over the baby in the womb in the name of Jesus. I thank you, hallelujah, Lord, that she would enjoy this journey, that she would, in the name of Jesus, know that she have a life of abundance already laid out for her, a life of success and a life of victory. So, God, continue to bless her, continue to keep her, and give her peace, hallelujah, which surpass all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Pastor. I just see you're so welcome. I just see a peace about you. I just see a calm about you. I'm just sensing an assurance about you in this season. And that's only God on you. That's God in you, because you understand who he is in your life. And you're still learning about him, but you know enough about him to know that he's a keeper. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is
Thank
a keeper.
So
to God be the glory. But keep praising him and keep giving God worship, and God will keep sending down blessings into your life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Amen.
Pastor.
Hallelujah. You're so welcome. God bless. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We are taking another caller. I'm going to pray. Take a minute to pray for Pastor Rebecca. She had a doctor appointment today, and we're going to pray her healing in the Lord. Father, continue to bless Pastor Rebecca in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her life, her health, her strength. I thank you for my wife. Thank you for my marriage. Thank you in the name of Jesus that all things will work together for her good. I thank you, Lord, that by your stripes she's already healed in every area of her life in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that you renew her strength, that, God, you would do what man cannot do in the name of Jesus. We speak a blessing and a healing over our pastor, and we thank you for her life. We thank you for her leadership. We thank you for the prophetic word being in her mouth. We thank you for the love of the saints that she has in her heart in the name of Jesus. So restore her strength. Restore and renew, hallelujah, her strength in the Lord. And God, I thank you for my wife. Glory be to God that you would heal her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, God, we know your benefits. We know that you heal all diseases, and we speak that word, and we sent that word tonight to Pastor Rebecca over my wife. He sent his word that you might be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Amen. Hallelujah. We are taking another caller tonight, and we give God praise for all the hands that I see raised. We're going to get to every caller. And right now we are taking this area code, which is a 216 area code. 216. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara in Cleveland. Glad to be back on the prayer line with you guys. How are you?
We're doing well tonight. God bless.
Well, I'll definitely be keeping Pastor Rebecca in prayer. I know how much we depend on her for her, not just her prayer support, but just for her smiling, beautiful face on Facebook. And so we just love her so much. I don't know if she's listening, but we just love you so much. And Pastor Anthony, thank you so much for your prayers. I'm going to give a quick praise report and then ask for prayer. My praise report is, as you know, I have been offline for a while. I don't know how much everybody knows, but for almost 3 weeks, and I live in Ohio, for almost 3 weeks I had no electricity, no heat, no way to cook food. My neighbor was charging my cell phone for me so I could get on the prayer line. And then I started running out of minutes. I couldn't get on. But I was staying in my house through all of that, and I'll just say this as quick as I can. Like, I could see my breath. That's how cold it was in my house. And I was staying and I was staying, and I know people were like, why don't you, like, go someplace, stay with somebody else or whatever. And I just knew that I needed to stay here. And finally, when everything was over with and I got through that storm, and I'll just say this, I inherited this property, but with it I inherited all the debt that came with it. And the utilities were part of that astonishing debt that came along with it. But once I got through that one storm and on the other side of that thing, I never went back to God and asked him, why did I have to stay here? But I know he was letting me know that when properties are empty and when the power is off, they put a red tag on your meter. And there are people that go around in the older homes and they scavenge them for the copper piping and so forth. And it was like, if I had returned, the place would have been seven times worse than had I just stayed and gone through that. And I didn't say that to anybody. I just knew that. And don't you know, he brought me confirmation. My neighbor told me in a week or so through the neighborhood, there was a lady who had passed away. There was another gentleman who owned a home and he evicted all of his tenants. Four homes had been vandalized. And they had taken out all the copper piping. So there was someone going through the neighborhood the past few weeks doing exactly what God was saying was happening, and I didn't even know that. So I'm thankful, even though I had to sit through all of that, I'm thankful that I was not a victim to that, that he protected me from that, and he provided for me to come out of that. So I want to thank you all for your prayers and for your support to me. The other quick testimony is my cousin, who has been away from our family for over 40 years. She lives on the West Coast. She eloped when she was a child. And she went from Ohio all the way to the West Coast, all the way to California. She said to me, I want to move back home. I miss my family. I want to be with my family. And I said, you come on home, girl. She's been our prodigal. I am so thankful. I am so thankful. She said, I don't know. I just want to be with my family now. I just want to come home. And I thought, after all of these decades, she's still calling it home. And she said, I don't know how. I said, listen, your brother will let you stay with him. We'll make sure you got a place. Don't worry about it. Just come on. So we're working all of that out for her to come back home to us. So I'm so thankful, so, so thankful. It sent shockwaves through our family when she just up and disappeared. Nobody knew where she was. So I'm so thankful for that. My prayer request is for my family. When my uncle passed away, he was the patriarch, and no one expected him to leave us. He prepared his children as best as he could, but it's still a void because he was the leader, and he was a very strong faith. So just asking for prayer for my family that God would raise up someone within the ranks to fill that void, to take that step, because we really, you can feel the loss. You can still feel that void. But we need a voice, and we need strong leadership in our family. There's so many of us. So if you would pray for my family, I would appreciate that.
Amen. We are going to lift that up before the Lord, And we thank God on that praise report how God protected your property and protected your livelihood in the name of Jesus, even as you say, unbeknown to you, giving you discernment. Hallelujah. On he made it clear afterward, but some things remain a mystery. And as you said, you could have had convenience, but God has something else in mind and you stuck it out. So we thank God for that praise report. His ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And as you said, you couldn't figure it out. Like, God, why do you let me stay here? But now you know it was for a future good. So we're going to pray. Our Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Sister Barbara, we thank you in the name of Jesus how you, hallelujah, already have given her so much, God, as it relates to the roof over her head, her dwelling place, God. Even as she said, she inherited that land and that property. But, God, some things came with it in the name of Jesus that have been challenging. And we believe, hallelujah, that it will remain a blessing and never turn into a curse. We believe, hallelujah, she inherited it, Father God, to bless her life, to add to her life, to enrich her life in the name of Jesus. So we know, God, hallelujah, you will give her strategies and wisdom and godly insight of how she can make it productive and prosperous in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray, hallelujah, even as her family is still in transition, they took a major blow with the uncle going on to be with the Lord, a man of great faith, a man of great wisdom, a man, hallelujah, that kept the family unit flowing and moving. And right now, there's a void, God, and we are praying and asking for godly wisdom on how this family should and can move forward. I thank you, Lord, that as they transition, as they shift, as they make moves and as they make adjustments, that, God, you will be there for them in the name of Jesus. Let them come collectively, God, and brainstorming and do whatever they need to do, God, to make it happen and to make the things and the pieces come together that have been missing in the name of Jesus. As she said, their family is unique. Their family has been designed and structured a certain way. And we are just touching and agreeing with Barbara that you would do what you can do in the supernatural and allow them to do what they do in the natural in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you as you continue to watch over her, as she continues to iron out the kinks, as she continues to go, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and move forward by faith, even concerning her personal business, her personal ministry, everything that she wants to do for the kingdom, even in the marketplace, God. Bless her and bless her indeed, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, I believe by faith that it's already done. So as she walk it out, as she talk to the family, as they, Father God, conversate in the name of Jesus, I believe that you're going to be in the midst and that you're going to give them revelation on what to do and when to do it and how to do it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. So, God, give her peace. Thank you for the love of God working through her, even through her family. In the name of Jesus, even with this loved one coming back home, God, make a way where there is no way. Make it, amen, as she said, make the adjustment for this member of the family as she make her way back home. In the name of Jesus, we believe, God, hallelujah, that it's going to work for her good and everything is going to come together in this season in Jesus' mighty name. So we say amen to these prayers, and we believe by faith that it's already done in Jesus' name. We agree and say amen. Hallelujah. To amen. God be the glory. To God amen. Be the glory. And as you said, your family means a lot to you, and this particular uncle meant a lot to everyone. He touched so many lives, and we believe that it's going to come together in the name of Jesus. Even as I was, you know, praying, I just heard the word prosperity. Even as you amen. Said, when you got the property, a lot of debt, a lot of things that you did not know that came attached to it, whether it was liens or whatever, you was not aware, but you saw the blessing, and God said it's still going to be a blessing to you. Glory be to God. It's still going to remain a blessing to you. So I'm hearing the word prosperity. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know when he's going to do it, but you will prosper and be in good health as your soul prosper. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It's I know it's a lot to it. I mean, as far as just the house. I mean, it's And I'll be as quick as I can. I know I always talk too much, but I'll be as quick as I can because I always want to give God glory. There was a lady that was asking my neighbor next door if Anthony's grandma still lived here. And, like, this woman didn't even know me. And I came outside and I said, I'm Anthony's auntie. She's talking about my nephew. And she stopped because my mom has passed away some years ago. But she wanted to just stop because my mom used to have all of these young boys come after school. And this was the house where they hung out. She fed all of them. She put up a basketball hoop in the backyard. And, like, this mother, I'm looking at her eyes and it's like, God only knows where her son would have been if this house hadn't been here for him. Because after school, all of these working moms, they knew where their sons were. They were here. They were fed. They were playing basketball. They were playing video games or whatever. And so there are still people that come by here looking for either my nephew or my mom or somebody because I wasn't living here. And they're like, I'll stop by again. And I'm like, I don't even know you. You know, but that still happens. So I know that it's important that this house be here for whatever God wants to use it for. But I'm just thankful for your guys' prayers for all the times I've been on this line just asking for prayers. It's always been about this house and about my family.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, Pastor Anthony. God bless you.
Well, God bless you. You're so welcome. And I tell you, your mother was a beautiful person to the earth realm, and as you said, to that community. And she is so missed, obviously, as you said, through that testimony from the community and the kids that grew up are probably, like you said, young men now. And that particular mother was grateful. And those are some wonderful legacy memories of your mom. And we give God praise for her. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless. Hallelujah. What a wonderful testament of people that do good in the name of Jesus. We are taking another caller tonight, and this is 832. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Rebecca. This is Elaine. Good evening.
God bless you, Evangelist. Amen. How are you?
I'm good. I just at the last minute remembered that this was Tuesday night, and I just called in just for prayer, just for however the Lord wants you to pray.
Amen. I'm glad Tuesday came into your mind and you thought about the prayer line. Hallelujah. I have a coworker that always reminds me about Taco Tuesday. There's a restaurant
Tuesday.
In New Jersey, and they sell tacos at a discount on Tuesdays. But I be thinking about my prayer line on Tuesday night, and I thank God for
yeah.
the prayer line. So I'm glad
yeah.
that it came into your spirit that we're going to pray. So we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for Elaine. We thank you for your daughter tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that the blessings of the Lord are rich and add no sorrow to her life. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That abundance and wealth and prosperity is her portion. And God, I thank you for all the blessings that you have done in her life, that you are right now rendering into her life and her future doors that will be open as she remains faithful to you. I thank you, Lord, that she has a heart to win souls for the kingdom. I thank you, God, that she's putting the word of evangelism and the word of the Lord out there for those who are not saved to give their life over to Christ. Now, God, continue to bless her. Continue to give her resources. To continue to give her a boldness to declare, hallelujah, your gospel to this world in the name of Jesus. I believe by faith that she will win souls, that her family and her coworkers and those in her neighborhood, those in her community, God, she will win souls for the kingdom. And God, even her personal prayers, the personal desires that she has, her personal things that she has gone on in her personal life, we believe by faith, and we're touching and agreeing with Elaine, that it will come to pass, God, that her prayers are on the altar, that her seed is sown in the ground, and they will produce fruit, and they will produce harvest in Jesus' name. So, God, I thank you as she meditates on your word, as she reads your word, as she pray, as she do sometimes the broadcast. God, bless the works of her hands in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, I thank you that she's above and not beneath, the head and not the tail. and she will be the first and not the last in the name of Jesus. And if there are any enemies or any wagging tongues, no weapon against her will prevail. We bind anything up, trying to bind up her voice out there to win souls for the kingdom in Jesus' name. So, God, give her what she needs in this season, Lord, on a personal level and on a corporate level. Give her everything that she needs pertaining to holiness and godliness in Jesus' name. So we believe that every need is met as she continues to seek the kingdom first. You said all of her needs will be met. So, God, I thank you that the desires of her heart, and you know what they are, whether she verbalized it or spoke it from her heart, you said if she continued to delight in you, glory be to God, that you will give her the desires of her heart. So, Lord, I know that she loves you, but more than that, I know that you love her. So continue to watch over her. Watch over her in every area of life. Keep her healthy. Keep her wise. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name.
I'm hearing Romans, God bless you, but Romans 8:28 is all going to work for your good.
Amen.
It's all going to work for your good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because sometimes,
we go
through adversity. I don't know where you are. I don't know if there's a storm. I don't know what's going on, but I heard Romans 8:28 that nothing will be able to separate you. And if God be for you, there is no one and nothing that can come against you. So I thank God that nothing, no adversity, no trial, no test, no warfare will be able to separate you from the love of your God. But I know he's working on the desires of your heart because I know you delight in him. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Yes, I receive that. Thank you. Romans 8:28.
Yes, I heard it so loud as I concluded my prayer because he's just telling me to tell you the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, the unsure, the sure, the seen, the unseen is all working for your good.
Amen. I receive that. Thank you.
Well, praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen.
Praise
You're so
God.
Welcome. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God bless.
You're so welcome. God bless. To God be all glory. In the name of Jesus. We are taking another caller tonight, and this is our area code 678. God bless you, 678. God bless.
There's nobody like my God, nobody like my God. His love is so amazing. His love is so incredible. I have a little sore throat. We have a lot of pollen count down here, and my throat has been feeling funny all day, and I think it's finally got to me. But I want to say I want just pray over Pastor Rebecca for healing over her body, and God bless you, Pastor, and Pastor Rebecca, and in Jesus' name, she is healed. I'm just calling in for general prayers. However the Lord leads you, Pastor. And thank you so much. And God bless everyone on this prayer line. Praise God and give him all the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. And Pastor Rebecca did hear you, and she received that from all of you. She filled your love. And those that you who had prayed for her, she did hear your prayers going in her direction. And her body is being healed in Jesus' name. It is healed. So we thank God for that.
Amen.
And Lord, even we're going to pray for you, Sister Marie, as you said, that pollen count down in southern Georgia, hallelujah. We don't have that in Jersey right now, but we know it's coming. And we're gonna pray your healing in the Lord. Father, in the name of
Jesus,
even as she is a singer and a psalmist, and she loves to sing, God, right now she's a little challenged in her voice. with the allergy season and the pollen season and her throat, Lord, being a little sore. Whatever it is that's interfering with her voice, we speak restoration. We speak recovery. We speak in the name of Jesus, God, that you would regulate even her vocal cords. Hallelujah. Go and work in that throat area, Lord. We speak a healing in the name of Jesus, that she will be able to sing songs and sing hymns, Lord, through her vocal cords in the mighty name of Jesus. So we say be healed in Jesus' name. So, God, continue to bless her. Even, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for her life and her wellness and her desire to serve you and her desire to lift up the name of Jesus. God, she is so grateful and so thankful for the many blessings. Even as we started out with that song, that you have blessed her with many benefits, that you have given her many a testimony, that you have brought her out of many a storm. And God, I thank you that she is a praiser because of it. She'll continue to worship you because of it. So God, before she was in her mother's womb, you knew her and you blessed her. So continue to bless her, God, her coming in and her going out as she travels, Lord, as she go to work, as she go to church. Continue to bless her in the field and out of the field, in the city and out of the city, coming and going, to and fro, in the name of Jesus. Everywhere that she go, God, bless her and give it to her in Jesus' name. So, God, her son and her grandson, even as they have found a new dwelling place, you told us to take territory. You told us to expand. You told us to increase. And, God, she knows you. Hallelujah. Because if you on her side, nothing can stop her. So, God, I believe by faith that more is coming. Increase is coming. Abundance is coming in Jesus' name. So God, get her ready. Even as the rainy season is here in April, and stuff is going to grow in Georgia, stuff is going to grow in New Jersey. I'm hearing right now, and I see it in the spirit realm, a spiritual rain is about to hit your life. You're going to have a productive season. You're going to have a fruitful season. Things are going to start to grow in your life. Hallelujah. There's a spiritual rain coming down in your life, and things are going to prosper and grow in this season in Jesus' name. As you see the natural stuff blossoming and growing, God is going to send a spiritual rain where you're going to receive a spiritual harvest in Jesus' name. Because I know you have sown seed. I know that you understand the law of reciprocity, seed time and harvest, and I thank God that God is going to honor you as you continue to honor him in Jesus' name. We say amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God. Amen.
I receive that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Well, you're so welcome, though. Don't put up no umbrella. Just receive every spiritual raindrop he sends your way.
I'm going to open up my arms and open it up real wide and say, yes, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, praise God. And we pray that your voice, even your voice, is a little louder than when you started. Look at there.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I believe that was our final caller for tonight. We're going to pray for everyone on the prayer line. We thank God for everyone, hallelujah, who called in tonight. You are under open heaven. I'm seeing it in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. God is pouring out blessings, and we thank God for the open heaven that we are walking under. Those who are looking for jobs, those who are looking to close on homes, those who are in transition, those who may be in a storm, God said you're coming out of that storm. So we are praying right now in the name of Jesus. God, I believe by faith that you said we'll prosper, be in good health, even as our souls prosper. I thank you for these, Lord, Pastor Jamal, Deacon Carmen, so many, God, that did not raise their hands tonight as we are going off the air momentarily. I thank you that there's power in prayer and there's power in agreement. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of. You know what their families need. You know concerning their health and their finances. You know concerning their ministries, God, what they're in need of. And I believe by faith, God, hallelujah, you have already activated an anointing that would destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. So, God, bless them and bless them indeed. Even as you told Joshua to have good courage and meditate on your word, and they will find good success. I speak that over this prayer line tonight. Where your feet go, God will give it to you. You will find good success. So find yourself reading that Bible. Find yourself in the word of God. Find yourself praying at his altar in your prayer closet. And God says to you tonight, you will obtain that good success in the name of Jesus. So we speak a blessing and we bind up anything, any degree of warfare, any demonic strategy of the devil trying to trick you, trying to trap you. We bind that spirit up, trying to stop you and trying to destroy you. No weapon, no weapon against you will prosper in Jesus' name. So we take authority in the spirit realm and we say in the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. You say, if we pray in your name, you will do it. And you said, if we abide in you, stay connected to you, and we stay in your word, abiding in that word, we will produce much fruit. So God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Even as those who are calling faithfully to this prayer line every Tuesday night, they are locked in. They are tied in. They are kingdom-minded in the name of Jesus. They don't have a form of godliness, but they are the real deal. And that's who you are working through in this season. That's who you are blessing in this season. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, for those who are calling on the name of the Lord. They're not perfect. They may fall short, but Lord, you said in your word, hallelujah, you are close to the brokenhearted. You are close to the discouraged. You are right there with the one who is frustrated, the one with little faith. And God, I thank you that your word said, never will you leave us. Never will you forsake us. You said, no, I'll always be with you. And we received that by faith tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We thank God for everyone tonight, everyone that would listen to the recording, everyone in the name of Jesus that called in for prayer, everyone who even didn't raise their hand. We thank God for your faithfulness to this prayer line. We believe the prayers that we pray and the prayers that we do not even utter, I believe God honors our hearts. God honors our spirit. God honors our intention. There's a purpose for this prayer line, and it's beyond us who are just here. It goes to our families. It goes to our coworkers. It goes into our workplace. It goes into our communities and our neighborhoods. This prayer line is beyond us, and I believe by faith that God does even what we don't utter to him, even what we don't bring to him as a petition and supplication or prayer concern. I believe God is just moving. That's why it's not by power, by might, but by his spirit. So he says, lean not into your own understanding, but as we acknowledge him, he will show us what to do. And we've had this prayer line now for several years, and we've seen testimony of the goodness and power of prayer. So please refer this prayer line to other people. Tell them what's going on here. Because in this world today, you don't have to look too far to know that people need prayer. So recommend someone to this prayer line. We thank God for you who are faithful every Tuesday night, and we're going to stay in agreement for you and your family. Continue to pray for my wife, Pastor Rebecca, and we thank God for you. We love all of you, and God bless you. We are here tomorrow night, Word Wednesday, 7:30, same number. There is a word from the Lord on tomorrow night. And we thank God that you will tune in. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We're going to go off the air today, and we are going to play. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray something good tonight. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, this one. Tasha Cobb, you make me happy. Hallelujah. God bless everyone. We love you. God bless.
Come on, we worshiping all night tonight. So I hope you're comfortable. Come on, let me hear you. Let me hear you.
You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away.
You make me happy.
Come on, say you make me whole.
That's it.
Whole.
Say you take the pain away. Now tell him I'm so in love with you. Let's do it again. Say you make me happy.
Everything about you is right.